Somewhere in the snow-capped mountains of a faraway land is a magical factory where happy workers are busy building the gifts that everyone wishes for. That's right, the Mercedes-Benz winter event is back. Now get exceptional offers on the Mercedes-Benz vehicles of your holiday dreams, like the exhilarating C-Class, the protective GLE, or the intelligent E-Class. Hurry into the winter event now at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer before these dream offers end.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back, might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now that Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half doubles their money and wins instant cash.
From spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Cubs now have the National League Rookie of the Year and the National League Manager of the Year. Will they also boast the NL Cy Young Award winner? We'll find out tonight when the Cy Young Awards are announced. Jake Arrieta, one of three finalists for that award, along with Clayton Kershaw and Zach Greinke. NL Manager of the Year, Joe Maddon, stopped by Spiegel and Goff today.
Primarily, I think it validates what I've talked about, what the Cubs have been about, the direction we're headed in, and I just feel really fortunate to be part of it. So it's really about the players as much as anything else.
You can hear more with Joe Maddon at SpiegelandGoff.com. Elsewhere in baseball, the Tigers have acquired Francisco Rodriguez, that's K-Rod to most of us, from the Brewers in exchange for their number 11 prospect, infielder Javier Betancourt. Either Dave Roberts or Gabe Kapler will be the new manager of the Dodgers, according to Jerry Krasnick. And David Ortiz, Big Poppy, announced that he'll retire after the 2016 season. Both the Bulls and the Blackhawks are in action on the road tonight as the annual circus trips get underway. Hawks will face the Connor McDavid-less Oilers in Edmonton. That one gets underway tonight at 8:30. The Bulls, meanwhile, face the Suns. Derrick Rose most likely out for tonight's game with a sprained ankle. Kirk Heinrich will likely start in his place. In other NBA news, the Rockets fired coach Kevin McHale. And Bears quarterback Jay Cutler plays a role in the New York Attorney General's motion to stop daily fantasy sites DraftKings and FanDuel from operating in the state. In his motion for a preliminary injunction, the Attorney General says that Jay Cutler's decision to kneel during the Chargers game caused one fan to lose out on $20,000. Scoreboard update. Not sure what that meant. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Art Van Furniture. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin. November sales event going on now. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting the next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by Liberty Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Libertyville, libertyautocity.com.
Touchdown for the Bears.
James Big Cat Williams.
Strong offensive line, Big Cat Williams.
12-year NFL veteran.
James Williams.
You talk about a guy.
6'7".
I mean, how would you go around that thing?
Pro bowler for your Chicago Bears.
Watch the big guy's arm come up right there and block it.
670 The Score football analyst.
I pulled up to the old house hall, got out of the limo. Dave McGinnis turned to Ditka and said, "Damn, that's the biggest cat I've ever seen in my life."
James Big Cat Williams.
Who else? Big Cat Williams.
With Boys and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 203 on Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. We always look forward to our visits with our guy.
On Twitter, at JBigCatWilliams, and now on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline, find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. So I imagine that now that you've had an opportunity not just to do your multi-hour post-game show, but take in all of the aftershocks of this Bears victory, is the optimism still there for this 4-5 team with a bunch of winnable games remaining?
Well, you know what? I don't know. First of all, how are you guys?
We're good,
okay,
man.
We're good, yeah.
I don't know if my optimism is any higher, but I am really excited to see what they're able to do against the Denver team that's coming in here this week. You know, you're talking about a defense with, you know, that group of linebackers and defensive line that they're going to throw at them, you know, Ware, Marshall, Miller, all those guys. It's going to be, you know, if they're not careful, it could be a jailbreak. But from what we've seen of them the last couple weeks, even, you know, a couple weeks prior to that, as far as what Gase and them like to do, as far as scheme-wise, if they can stay in the game, they've proved that, you know, they have a chance late. You know, even with the lack of extraordinary personnel, they've still been in most of their games late. So, you know, watching them play Denver is going to be a very good watch just to see how they handle it.
You know, it's interesting, James, because you look at this, and I was thinking the other day, how the hell can I really think that the Bears can do this? I mean, even though we're saying winnable games, I'm sort of where you're at. I'm saying, well, how can they do this? You know, there's a lot of teams with better personnel, and I'm thinking, you know, a lot of things in the NFL, teams with a really good quarterback have this tendency to stick around, to be around, even though you know the rest of the team, they're not great. But if that quarterback has been good, and Jay has been that good, I think, for the most part this year, you can hang around a little bit. I agree with you that there's always challenges, and there's going to be guys coming from everywhere after him on Sunday. But the fact is that his play has been so solid. And we can say that for something we don't often say about him for the entire season, that, you know, I mean, with him playing that way at that level and finding the things he does and the patience and the way the offense is constructed, you can stay in games with this team. You can be around with this team.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we talked on Sunday during the post-game show and a little bit afterwards. Name me five quarterbacks right now that you'd rather have than Jay. I mean, with the way the quarterbacks are playing right now, you know, Luck being out, Manning just being
awful right now.
Name me five other quarterbacks you'd rather have than Jay. I don't think you can do it.
Well,
as much crap as we give him, I don't think you can do it right now.
Yeah, and I want to say objectively, whatever you believe in Pro Football Focus, I think he does rank metrically as minimally a top 10 passer so far this year. But see, I look at a couple things, Kat. When we talk about quarterbacking, it's different than just passer efficiency.
Yep.
You know, you got to see it. You really have to watch it to understand how many times does the quarterback get credit for checking to a run because of what he sees, what his instincts. You know, the fact that it's his job to make sure they're in the right play, that everybody's aligned. Now, that's part of the job, too. When he takes off and runs, when he pulls the ball back, when they run some of that read option stuff, knowing what passes not to throw. A lot of this is simply not measurable. We love that number. We love passer efficiency rating, but that's not quarterbacking. That's just right. Passer efficiency.
Yeah, I agree with you. And for someone, you know, in the past, being an offensive lineman, you know, you're looking at the quarterback, how are you able to help us be a better team? You know, and for Jay, it's been not making the big mistakes. It's been getting them into plays in the proper situation. It's been him not necessarily taking off and running, but him being able to take that one side step in the pocket like you see a lot of the other good quarterbacks do and still be able to get the ball downfield effectively. And OJ's game this year. You know, he's just made better decisions. You know, we heard all the stuff last year about him not being able to read the defenses and him putting them in the wrong plays for, certain looks, like eight people in the box and him still trying to run the ball and things like that. I don't see that this year. So that makes me think, you know, last year, was it all him? Or was it some of the information that he was getting from coaches?
You know, he said he says after Sunday, for example, he said, well, I didn't do anything. I didn't barely, you didn't throw the ball five yards in the air, and you got two guys running away from everybody. But I'm thinking, yeah, that's true. That's all true. And you can say, I did not look at that. I didn't really do anything. But the fact is, when you start making the right decisions, it does matter. It may not be the prettiest decision. It may not just be like that. The ball's not in the air 40 yards, and it's not a beautiful spiral downfield. But it is the right decision, and that matters.
And if you look at what Jay's capable of doing on the field, just as we've always talked about Jay's athletic ability.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting all those athletic abilities with a little bit of smarts, and you've got and it's almost like something has turned around. You know, you look at the team that they're getting ready to play right now in Denver. Denver would kill to have Jay right now with that athletic ability and what they want to do on offense. You know, being able to roll out, being able to run the naked bootlegs and still get the ball downfield. We were talking in the gym today, Olin and I, about one of the plays where he rolled out to his left, had a defender coming right up into his face, stopped, planted his feet, swiveled his hips, and still threw a dart.
Wait, you and Olin work out together?
Wait a minute.
Hold on a second.
We're missing the headline here.
You're burying the lead. You and Olin are workout buddies?
I thought we were talking about Jay.
Well, do you guys carpool?
No, we're talking about YouTube for a second.
I love this idea.
I love the entire imagery.
Yeah, I just like the idea of spot me, Olin. Oh, I got you, big cat. Are you sitting in the sauna with the old men? I'm just wondering what they're. Are you doing the water aerobics together?
No, we're not sitting in the sauna. You know, old saggy mess hanging. We're not doing all that.
All right. If there's anything wrong with that, because those are my people. Now, I got a real kick out of what Matt Slauson said when he was talking about what happened on that screen pass, that when he got out there, he couldn't believe how open it was in front of him. And he said it's like a ghost town where he's expecting to be able to turn around and block somebody. And he had to go into here to make sure that Langford was waiting and waiting. There was also the Zach Miller play. Something similar happened, and it was so well conceived, and the call was so right. The guys had to go, the offensive linemen, second and third level, searching for somebody to go hit, having to dive at people again, to go find somebody to block. Call. That means you're doing something right, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you talk about the perfect play call for the perfect blitz. They run an inside blitz where they're bringing people in between the tackle and right up the gut. And if you're able to get past that level, there's nobody back there. As you saw, the safeties were dropped back. The corners are in man-to-man, so they're locked on to the wide receivers. And nobody else is in the middle of the field if they don't recognize blitz. And the Rams did not recognize blitz at all. So you watch Slauson. When Slauson runs about 5 to 10 yards before he gets to the safety and gets him on the ground, is able to cut him, but there's no one else out there to block. I think Slauson could have missed that tackle, and they still might have gone for a touchdown.
Yeah, it's just really, you look at those calls, you look at those two plays, and you just wonder where everybody went, and that's why I say it doesn't have to be pretty, it doesn't have to be the greatest thing that's ever, all you have to do is find stuff like that, and the Bears did it against a defense. You wonder sometimes how everybody can love this defense when there's nobody, you see those plays, James, there's nobody around, and I say, wait a minute, this is one of the five best defenses in the NFL. And the Bears just pants them at least twice here early on with plays. There's not even a Ram in sight.
Yeah. When I look at that Rams defense, I look at the two nose guards, I mean, the two inside tackles and the two inside linebackers. And when you look at that, and they have a breakdown there, when you realize that they went into that St. Louis game with their left defensive end was out, their right defensive end was hurt, and they weren't sure if he was going to play during the game, but he did end up spot playing and played a lot more down the stretch in the fourth quarter. But you know, they had a lot of injuries, too. So you're talking 2 weeks in a row where the Bears have, you know, when they played San Diego, it was that was like playing the second stringers. You know, it was like playing a B group out there or an arena league team. That,
yep.
They just looked so, you know, discombobulated. Then you come back and you play the Rams, who are, you know, and you're talking about the Bears, who also have, you know, injuries on their side. But the Rams were just depleted, too. And for the Rams not to be able to stay on the field offensively, you know, with running the ball and the quarterback just looking god-awful, you know, you still have Gurley back there, and you didn't use him. You know, you're talking about two teams that basically gave games away. Now, don't get me wrong, the Bears have to be able to win those games. That's what they get paid for. Every week you play whoever they put out on the field, and you have to take advantage of whatever's put on the field. But I think going into the Denver game, you're going to face a totally different defense. You're going to face a healthy defense. You're going to face a defense that is upset because they've lost a couple games that they feel as though they shouldn't have lost, and they've got a new quarterback in there, which is going to make the defense play even a little bit harder.
All right, so what is it, if you are game planning against a guy making his first ever start, what's in there? How do you show him different looks? How do you test him early to say, okay, all right, big fella, all 6'8 of you, welcome to the league, and deal with this?
Well, I think you blitz him. You know, you always hear people talk about blitzing young quarterbacks, putting pressure on them. Get a couple hits on them. You know, get it to the ground. Get that 6'8 frame to the ground. You know, make him start seeing things that he doesn't really see. You know, make his feet start moving around in the pocket when he really doesn't have to. You know, he's the kind of guy that they're going to probably want to get out on the edge. They're not going to want him just sitting back in the pocket. He's a lot more mobile than Peyton is.
Well, so's an armchair. That's not saying much.
Sammy Boston is dead.
What you're going to see is you're going to see a quarterback come in that fits the style of offense they want to run. So as a defense, you throw things at him to confuse him. You want to disguise things. You want them to think the blitz is coming from one side when it's actually coming from the other side, and you want to get some good hits on him. You know, a quarterback like that, I take a 15-yard penalty for a good shot.
Really?
Wow.
Seriously?
I would. I really would. Just to make him think.
Wow, Meatball Big Cat.
Man, no one. You have been working out with Olin too long. I know you two go swimming together.
Of course they do. At the same time, it is water aerobics.
It's like water aerobics.
You cannot let a young quarterback get comfortable.
Well, you know, here's what I think that I would I trust Vic Fangio, my guy, to do the right thing. And even though, again, not great personnel, James, I don't think the defense is loaded with great personnel. There's some guys who can play here and there. Some pretty decent players. But the secondary doesn't make many plays. What are they? One interception, two, whatever it is. I mean, all that, and yet he gets something out of that side of the ball as well. And I'm going, I don't know how the hell he does it. And I don't see why he can't do it against Brock Osweiler either. I mean, I don't see why he can't, because there are certain guys that have been defensive coordinators for the Bears. I wouldn't have trusted anywhere with anything, but not him. I mean, I think he will figure out a way to do exactly what you want him to do.
I think he's going to want to put guys in the right places at the right times. And if they can make plays, it always comes down to them making plays. He's proved that he can put them in the right situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we've seen it all year.
Yes.
Offensively and defensively. You know, they've been in right situations. They've been in good situations, but have they been able to take advantage of it? And I think sometimes you've seen them take advantage of it, and it's I really didn't expect them to make that play. And then there's sometimes when they're in the perfect situation and stuff just gets blown completely away.
Right.
And you're like, what the hell just happened?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's the talent aspect of it. That's the guys learning the system. That's sometimes but not always being sure of exactly what you're supposed to do.
All right, we'll let you get back to the gym with Olin because he's probably
he's waiting. For,
yep, I think so.
He's in it. Right now he's sitting there in his Speedos.
Yeah, he's probably there. Todd Perry's probably over there, too.
Perry.
And Casey Wegman's waiting for everybody. They all got keeping the band together. Russ Reederer is screaming at everybody. Cut your stance! Thank you, Big Cat.
All right, guys, have a good one.
You too, Chase.
James Big Cat Williams. Good stuff.
A whole bench of them. They're all sitting together just like they always do.
Right.
It's like sitting waiting for him.
There's the cafeteria. Tony Wise is there barking out orders. I wish you could see the guys who do the water aerobics at my gym. Because those are all my buddies. They always come in there and they're yelling at the teacher. They're always profanely berating the teacher for working him too hard. These guys are probably between 60 years old and 80 years old.
Well, that's the time when, you know, that's the time when I feel the right to berate people.
Well, it's so funny because it's like part of the whole act that they're the instructor is like, well, I guess you guys aren't screaming at me. I didn't work you hard enough today. And then someone will start yelling at him and they'll throw something at him. And I just, and that's where I picture, like, in the back, Olin and Big Cat are there, like, lifting. You know, they have like the foam rubber dumbbells that they try to push down in the water and stuff. It's just great.
I just love the idea of them working on it. With
it. Boris and Bernstein, 312-644-6767. A lot more to come. Second half, Mark Schanowski, Hub Arca, Chicago stuff. Sports Things for you on the Score.
Molly here from the Molly and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Up next for the 4 and 5 Bears, it's a team John Fox knows a little bit about. The Denver Broncos. We've got all the specifics and breaking news leading up to game time. So keep it here on Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score at 6-7ofthescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Looks like Johnny Manziel got himself a job interview. The Browns have named him their starting quarterback through the end of the season. Absolutely the right call. In fact, they probably should have done this sooner. The guys look pretty good of late. Not great, but he looked good this past week. Much better than he had previously. He looked like he was actually running an NFL offense and not sandlotting it. Sure, they got beat 30-9, but he'd actually set up shop in the pocket and not take off running when his first option was taken away. Look, I've gone from loving Manziel to thinking that he was a supreme knucklehead. And you know he still has that in him. He's been blessed with the knucklehead gene. That said, he's getting better. His teammates and coaches are praising him. He still has a long way to go, but he has come a pretty long way from where he was. The Browns already know what they have in Josh McCown, a career backup. Now they need to find out what they have in Manziel. Give the guy the ball and let's see what he's got. I'm Jim Rome.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
This fall, enjoy Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse's mouthwatering, hand-cut USDA prime beef with a glass of wine selected from more than 1,600 labels. Come experience Del Frisco's prime pair every Sunday during lunch and dinner with a perfectly prepared filet and your choice of succulent crab cake, scallops, or shrimp. Plus, a salad inside for just $55. It pairs perfectly with great company, your favorite wine, and an appreciation for the finer things in life. A modern take on the classic steakhouse, Del Frisco's is perfect for the crisp days ahead. Visit Del Frisco's.
Hey, sports fans, come meet Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, Dick Butkus, Brett Favre, and more at the Fanatics Authentic Sports Spectacular, November 20th through 22nd at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Over 90 superstar athletes will be appearing, including Pele, Albert Pujols, Mike Singletary, and Jim McMahon, along with 300 vendor tables selling a variety of sports memorabilia and trading cards. Come meet your favorite athletes in person. Tickets on sale now. Visit FanaticsAuthenticShows.com or click on the banner for more information. information.
In Northbrook, call 1-800-NEW-BENZ for full lease details or go to AutoHouseOnEdens.com.
36-month leases, no security deposit. C300-4663 to exciting includes $34.99.
That isn't just the sound of the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE undergoing rigorous strength testing. It's the sound of reassurance. The reassurance of driving an SUV that has been built with such strength and such intelligent safety systems that it can help protect you from virtually every kind of danger. This is what reassurance sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE.
Some equipment described as optional.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now that Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half doubles their money and wins instant cash.
The Hooters Calendar Girls are coming to town, and we'd love to meet you.
Meet the 2016 Hooters Calendar Girls in person at all Chicagoland area locations this week. Visit OriginalHooters.com for dates and times. The Hooters Calendar makes a great gift. Better yet, get one for yourself. Or support Operation Calendar Drop, and we'll send it to the troops. Plus, get $75 in coupons with every purchase.
Don't miss your chance to meet the 2016 Hooters Calendar Girls this week. Visit OriginalHooters.com for dates and times. Come see us. We can't wait to meet you.
Give your home the gift of big savings this year at Lowe's. Hurry in today for a jump start on great Black Friday deals for your home. Like up to 40% off major appliances, $396 and more. Plus get a Whirlpool French door refrigerator for only $998. Don't miss out on all the great deals happening right now at Lowe's. Appliance offer valid 11-4 through 12-2. Fridge offer valid 11-19 through 11-25 on item 509262 only. Exclusions apply while supplies last. See store Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only.
Sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get you to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Sponsored to you by Dos Equis.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And you've got Boards and Birds Station, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, 227. I always enjoy our visits with Big Cat because you never know what's going to happen.
Well, I thought there was some good stuff there.
I'm a little
surprised that he would say that he would take a penalty, unnecessary roughness penalty. For me, Brock Osweiler has to earn that. I'm sorry.
I'm not good at one, and I don't necessarily need to hit him. I kind of think I want him throwing the ball.
Well, it's going to work out nicely for the Broncos that Peyton Manning is not playing, because the Bears would certainly rather see Peyton Manning, who's done, who can't seem to be able to play anymore.
And also can't seem to be able to admit it to himself.
That's the other thing.
That's the other part that's really more distressing, because I know that there's, we talked about this yesterday, there's a history of doing it, but I would just think of all the guys who are self-aware and seemingly smart enough to figure out and go, you know what, I can't play anymore. I just can't. That he would be the one. But he's itching to get back already.
Especially when he signed with the Broncos, knowing that there was inherent risk involved, not knowing. Because remember, when he signed, he didn't know what he had left.
No.
So it's a little odd that now that he's already gotten, it's kind of a bonus at this point. You know, the fact that he even got out of his body what he did, you would think that, you know,
55 touchdown passes.
Right, that you would think that he can say to himself, boy, I'm very thankful to have had been able to tack on another chapter, even if it ended up with a very disappointing Super Bowl loss, to be able to have had that opportunity. I wouldn't think it would be that difficult an exit, but every one of these guys is different.
Yeah, I can't put a finger on it and say, hey, you know, look, dude. Or even somebody in the family, the wife, or somebody just say, hey, you know something? Really, you can't play. I mean, somebody's going to kill you. And he's taken some shots this year, by the way, along with this. Along with the fact he can't throw the ball, he's taken some shots.
So we've got a Bears update and an update and then an opportunity to grab some more phone calls. 312-644-6767. We will have Mark Schanowski in depth with the Bulls. He's been really good. In case you have not heard him on this show, always opinionated, full of content on Bulls and NBA stuff. Yet another injury to Derrick Rose is likely to keep him out. So we'll talk about that and more at 4 o'clock. A lot more to come.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Your child can take the field at a Bears home game as the next Junior Staley. Visit any Jewel Osco for more details. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
Eddie Royal, knee, did not participate. Pernell McPhee, knee, did not participate. Matt Forte, knee, limited. Alshon Jeffrey, groin and shoulder, limited. Ronis Grasso, neck, limited. Shay McClellan, knee, limited. Antrell Roll, ankle, limited. Matt Slauson, elbow and ankle, full practice. And Jermon Bushrod, shoulder. Full practice.
John Fox with the first injury report of the week as the Bears get set to host Denver Sunday at Soldier Field. No Peyton Manning for the Broncos. Brock Osweiler will make his first NFL start against Vic Fangio's defense.
You never know what's going to happen with that. I remember I coached against Brady in his first start, so you know how that turned out. How do you
prepare? A 44-13 Patriots win over Fangio's Colts defense in 2001. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears news every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard update.
It's 2:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bulls kick off the circus trip tonight. They're in Phoenix to take on the Suns. Coach Fred Hoiberg called Derrick Rose extremely doubtful to play tonight, though, thanks to that sprained ankle. Kirk Heinrich will likely start in Rose's place. That one tips tonight at 9:30. The Bulls' UC roommates, the Blackhawks, are also temporarily homeless. They're in Edmonton tonight. Corey Crawford, first goalie off the ice at the morning skate. He'll likely get the start in goal. Puck drops on that one tonight at 8:30 in Edmonton. Back to the NFL, where the Eagles' Sam Bradford had a bad Sunday. He's now in both the NFL concussion protocol and suffering from a separated shoulder. The Raiders' Aldon Smith has been suspended for 1 year by the NFL following his third DUI and fifth arrest. Meanwhile, the league says they will not discipline Johnny Manziel for a roadside incident in which he admitted he'd been drinking and was accused of assaulting his girlfriend. College basketball, Illinois takes on Providence tonight. You can hear that game right here on 670 The Score beginning at 6. Northwestern takes on Fairfield. Number one UNC faces Wofford. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Oak Lawn. And Chuck's Southern Comforts Cafe in Burbank and Darien is open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Catering, banquets, carryout, pickup, and delivery. For everything Chuck's, visit chuckscafe.com. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thank you, Julie. 232, Boards of Birdseed, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And we talked a little bit earlier about the college basketball games last night in town. Here they are.
Yes.
Some of the best teams in the country.
Here they are. Chicago players coming back. Well, look, they happen to be here. Are they playing for local teams?
Who are they playing for?
No, they are not. They're playing for teams outside, but that's okay. Here they are for now. Enjoy.
Is that fair? I mean, I think when we look at a lot of what happens in this state with some of these schools, we go, well, you know what? They're never going to get it. Anyway, but you and I both know that DePaul did it. Our guy did it. He put together a terrific team. You know, Illinois has done it. They had a history of bringing in some pretty damn good players. It's like, what happened? Why all of a sudden is the pipeline so dry that, you know, not that they don't have Illinois players. They do. They do. They just don't have the ones you really want.
So when you ask, is it fair? What are you asking exactly?
I mean, is that a fair criticism, or is that ship sailed with other guys?
Well, I guess I always get back to asking the question: is local, quote unquote, local recruiting antiquated?
Yeah.
The very idea that somebody should want to stay close to home. Mm-hmm. I know for some of us going to college, it's quite the opposite. That even, you know, when considering options and all that, I said, you know, maybe what about Northwestern? And both of my parents urged me because they wanted me as far away from them as possible. So it's completely understandable.
Say, you're a different case, though. I would have sent you to New Zealand.
But even when we were, you know, visiting other schools, though, that the case can be made for people go that for college, you want to go as far away as possible. It's part of the experience that you don't want to be close to home. And you remember for years, Jerry Krause always said that he didn't want to have pro players. He didn't like guys having guys around with the old influences.
Right.
And maybe that's just sort of informing
the
Derrick Rose thing, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I have no issues if somebody, I guess, if somebody really says, I want to go away for college. The difference is most of these basketball players aren't going away for college. They're simply going away to begin their professional basketball career. And it's not about any kind of academic experience. It's about what gives me the best opportunity to make as much money as quickly as possible. And I get that. That's I'm absolutely cool with that. So it doesn't matter saying, hey, you know, you're from Chicago. But you know what, though? If you're from Chicago, doesn't Champaign, it might as well be Oklahoma.
It's about the same, yeah.
You're three and a half hour drive from anywhere. What's the difference? Champaign isn't local. It's farmland in the middle of nowhere forever away.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? If you're going to be in Champaign, it's...
You know, I can get there an hour and 45 minutes.
And DePaul's a different story. Yeah. But that's also... It's an urban campus. Not everybody likes...
No, but they... What do they offer you? I mean
their facilities are horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. Oh, but the ground is being broken. They're all systems go. They're building.
Okay.
I saw that story and I thought, okay. I mean, maybe that'll persuade... I just... You know, I know what you're saying, and I know how difficult it is. Sometimes you get a kid, I don't want to stay here. I want to go to Duke, or I want to go across the country, and I want to go to UCLA or whatever you want to do. And I get it. But I just think there's a such thing as when these kids are around on the AAU circuit and they're playing and you're identifying them when they're 10 and 11 years old, you already have an idea how good they're going to be. I mean, that's how things work these days. You don't have to be very old before they start identifying you.
The other part of your argument then would be because they're local, the people should have identified them earlier, mm-hmm. have had more contact with mm-hmm. them earlier,
yes.
and better access to them. Therefore, they should have a more than fair opportunity to develop the kind of relationships that will result in them wanting to play for you because you're you, not because of where you are.
Correct.
That you should be in the door earlier and have contacts and intelligence on some of these guys because you've had the benefit of being closer to them for longer. That's different than just saying you should go here because we're closer.
Right. No, I don't want to say you should go here because we're closer. I just want to say, look, we know who you are. We've known who you are forever. And you can, you know how things go where you just happen to run into them or run into their parents here, or whatever.
Hello. Hi, well, fancy you being here.
Well, hey, coach, how are you, man? What's up? Or have somebody that's your friend in there, and you know right away. And I'm not saying you can you can beat Calipari or somebody to them because Kentucky knows where they are. Your guy Duke knows where they are. They find them. But I just think in this instance, in both, DePaul has done it. DePaul did it in the late 70s and early. They did it. They put together a team of local kids that goes to the Final Four. They did it by recruiting Chicago. Mark Aguirre was for the love of God, one of the best recruits in the country, if not the best.
I guess
they
short,
have done it.
I guess in short, the answer is yes, it's fair. But it's not, it isn't necessarily saying that you should feel obligated to go here because of any local connection.
I don't want you to feel obligated.
It's just that that recruiter should have been able to have a more than fair shot to make a case rather than some carpetbagger just flying in and having and just saying, oh, yeah, by the way, here's our facilities, here's what we got, that it should be more difficult for that guy because he hasn't had the same kind of access and proximity.
Right. If you're in South Dakota and you're coaching one of those teams or you're coaching somewhere out there where, you know, look, my surroundings are barren. You know, I've got to make my stand somewhere and I've got to find these kids and I've got to, you know, stake out my territory somewhere. Here, you don't have to do it. It is your territory. They've been there for you. You know who they are. And yet, these coaches of recent vintage, your guy Oliver, I don't know if it was nap time all the time or what he was doing, but he wasn't in any of those pictures that I recall. I mean, a lot of players passed through in front of Oliver, and he never a second looked at him, as far as I'm aware of. Nothing. And the same with Illinois. And I know Illinois changes coaches, and then you have a guy that he's recruiting guys who are great if you're coaching Illinois State. Not so much if you're coaching Illinois. I just look at it and I say, well, I mean, not even a footprint. I'm not asking you to take a stranglehold because those days are probably over. Mm-hmm. There's too many coaches that'll grab them and say, oh, get out of here. Don't bother me with that crap. But you've got to have some kind of a footprint or something in one of those kids. You know, maybe if you get one of them, you start to get more of them. That's where it starts.
You actually get that first one that changes everything, that sort of breaks the dam a little bit.
So I think, look, I'm not going to beat him over the head with it. I'm just saying you don't have to look around and say, where the hell am I going to go to find a player? Look where the hell I'm at. What am I going
to
do here?
I need is one. You always run to that coach. Yeah, I just need one. I just got to get one, and then this thing is right on track. Just got to get one. You hear it all the time.
If Jabari Parker had said, I'm going to Illinois, even if it's for that brief time, it changes your entire life of your team. It doesn't change it for long in terms of on the court, but it does in terms of perception. He says, you know what? I'm going to Illinois. And they say, well, we know you won't be. Yeah, you're right. I won't be here long. But I'm going to Illinois.
And then you can say, look, this guy chose us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or DePaul. Say either one. Either one. Say, look, I'm going there. I'm staying right here. If I go to Illinois, I've got the Big Ten. All the games are televised. They're televised all over the country. You can see me. I'm here. I'm on TV all the time. All the other stuff that you can get, you'll get as a member of the Illini. Big Ten's pretty, there's plenty of exposure. And it just is, you know, I don't know, you know, Tom Izzo, tough state to recruit, but he's done it. He's been doing it a long time, but he gets players. I mean, he gets guys that Illinois wouldn't dream of getting. Even guys that are just kind of wandering around, he gets in, he shows up places, and he doesn't get them all.
To come spend a winter in East Lansing.
Yes.
Yep.
What kind of recruiting pitch is that?
Boers and Bernstein on the score.
They took flying the Blue W to new heights in October of 2015.
Here's a swing of fly ball to deep right field. Gone! Rebound homer, Javier Baez!
Now is the Cubs' battle to achieve their ultimate goal in 2016. Remember, you can hear every exciting game from spring through the postseason right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the new radio home for Cubs baseball.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back, might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now that Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the Week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half doubles their money and wins instant cash.
It's time to beat the clock at Woodfield Nissan. You don't need to wait for Black Friday to get special doorbuster pricing. Now through November 30th, get doorbuster pricing on many new Nissans. Woodfield Nissan knows what it takes to be the number one volume Nissan dealer in the Midwest. They have to offer their lowest Nissan prices. That's why now through November 30th, you can buy a 2015 Nissan Altima. Doorbuster price for just $15,995. Or a 2015 Nissan Sentra. Doorbuster price just $13,995. Or get 0% APR financing for 72 months on every new Nissan in stock. Every Nissan model now interest-free for 6 years. This is your chance to save big during the Black Friday sales event. Going on now at Woodfield Nissan at Higgins and Gulf, the Midwest number one volume Nissan dealer. 1 mile west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall. Save time and money. And choose from nearly 1,000 Nissans at WoodfieldNissan.com. Prices plus TTNL. This is pre-driven stock number 35-1904A for Altima and P8340% plus 0% APR. $13.89 per month for 1,000 borrowed and is a dealer buy-down rate not to exceed $10,000 for qualified buyers.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
That isn't just the sound of the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE undergoing rigorous strength testing. It's the sound of reassurance. The reassurance of driving an SUV that has been built with such strength and such intelligent safety systems that it can help protect you from virtually every kind of danger. This is what reassurance sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE.
Some equipment described as optional.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It was a good run. I was there 4 years. I think Mr. Bolin for the opportunity. Now my life's changed and I'm here. So it's a big game for both teams, I'm sure. I know it is for us. Like all games, we're looking forward to it. A lot goes into these games, regardless of the opponent. We put a lot of time, have a lot of people working hard, both players, coaches, staff. It's an opportunity for us to get to 500. It's been that kind of season. We're not real excited about our record, but we got a chance to adjust it this week.
Here's your guy. It's a problem. There he is. He's ready for the Denver Broncos. Yeah, I'd say that that's a pretty good four seasons there. Yeah, you didn't win the Super Bowl. You got kind of massacred, but a pretty good stop over there.
Well, that's, I guess, I think that's what Fox is. For all of his foibles and everything else, he's pretty good, right?
Yes, agreed.
And yeah, we knew
that's
that.
When he got here.
We knew that when he got here, they got a pretty good coach, and it was better than having an awful coach, and that's why a lot of us were at least mildly excited to say.
Well, you know, you can't, he won't let you get too excited because he's such a drip.
I mean, know, it's like, but that's what I mean. You got to remind yourself it could always be Vice.
I know.
And it was.
I know.
In Brookfield, it is Jeremy on the score. Hi, Jeremy.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
My question is about college basketball and the recruiting. Is there any allure for these kids to maybe go to a smaller school or not one of the big programs and be able to shine more than they would be at one of the larger programs where they might get lost in the recruiting shuffle?
Well, that pitch is always there, but then you don't have television. You know, the answer is it depends on the level of recruit. If you're talking about a one and done, it's different from a guy who knows that his game has to develop or would benefit from playing in a certain kind of system.
Yeah,
that pitch is there. But when you're talking about these teams, and we're talking about Illinois and DePaul, you should be in the running for the one and dones. You're on television. You've got a showcase. So I don't think that Illinois, you're not talking about mid-major recruiting pitches from these schools. At least you shouldn't be.
No, I would say to a coach, look, I'll give you this job. I can take this job. But within the first 3 years, I'll give you 3 years. In the first 3 years on this job, whether it's DePaul or Illinois, you're going to bring me a top five recruit from this state. And if you don't bring me a top five recruit from this state, and what comes with that, which is pretty good cachet because they all have friends and they all people they want to play with and they all know somebody, then we're going to sever our relationship because you can see where you're at after three. Where was Oliver after 3 years?
Out of it.
And Gross?
Not happening. I mean, he gets occasionally, there's a guy here or there, but not the heavy hitting stuff, no?
Nope. So, I mean, I think it's very easy to assess. I mean, I don't have to look at it and say, oh, yeah, but he got the number one player from Ohio. No, he didn't. Let's get the number one player from anywhere. And I'm just talking about a top five recruit. Somebody from this area that you work your ass off, you sell this school to, and you bring it. Not just you're there sitting in the back waving at him. Hey, how you doing? Hey, I'm up here.
Hey, buddy,
I'm up here. The kid goes, what? Dumb. Guy.
You're breaking into Bichiro all of a sudden. You dumb bastard.
Dumb bastard. I can see you. I mean, it's just that you get, and even if I know you're trying, I'll give you, but I'm not going to allow trying forever here. Because you're not turning this around. You're not going to win enough games unless you can do that. You're not going to find enough players from other places to come in and actually be what this program should be. It's not going to be. And it shouldn't be just an occasional rise and then they're back to crap again. No.
Sustaining.
Yes.
Matt in Lombard. You're on WSCR. Hello.
Well, there's another problem these coaches run into. Like, Brochi for Illinois was in real early on. There's two recruits. One was South B. St. Louis, the other was from the western suburbs that are both juniors now. And he was in on them. I know the kids from the western suburbs, he was in on real early. But, you know, now they played together in AAU ball for a St. Louis team, and right before this year, they both left their high school and went to prep academies, one in Florida, one in Ohio. So the coaches, like, to build a relationship with a kid in an area where the high schools and the AAU situation is so unstable, it's almost impossible.
I think it is possible.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not.
I don't know why that renders it impossible. When other schools are coming in here and taking the very same players away. A lot of it's got to be creature comforts. It sounds, sometimes we overcomplicate these things, but when I really hear recruiting stories,
yep.
And I'm sure we have parents out there of recruits in revenue-generating sportsmen through this, kids are not, and a lot of these athletes are not that complicated. That we're not talking about Northwestern football where they've got to find B students and they've got to see who gets cleared and they've got to, when you're talking about super high-end guys, Calipari's pitch, Krzyzewski's pitch, they show them, here's where you're going to live. Here's where you're going to essentially work. Mm-hmm. Here's how we're going to make sure that you're not overtaxed academically. Here are some testimonials from others who have been through it. We've got a system in place that can manufacture you as a basketball player for your basketball future. This is what your life is going to be like. This is your dorm. This is where the food is. Mm-hmm. And there might be some nice ladies here as well.
Wait a minute, are you in Louisville? They
could be coming by. You don't know. It's just not that hard. Maybe they don't have it to sell. Maybe it's not on the salesperson. Maybe it isn't necessarily Gross or Oliver or whomever. That unless you're just dropping a bag of cash on somebody's porch, maybe you just don't have the same things to sell.
So the game has changed to the point where some of these guys just have buzzed by you. So far by you, you're out of touch with them.
It might be, but then get back to your Tom Izzo thing. What is he selling?
Yeah, what's he selling?
And I don't know what their facilities like. Maybe they've got super high-end, state-of-the-art facilities.
Still East Lansing.
It is still East Lansing, but I don't know how to answer that. Southside Mark, you're on the Score.
Good afternoon. I got two things. DePaul from the 80s when they had that pipeline from the city, and they got all those good players. They were doing really well, and then they decided to go national, and they kind of fell on their face.
No, they didn't. They got Dallas Comegys from Philly. They got Rod Strickland from New York.
But I mean, like McGuire, Cummings.
McGuire.
The great player, Mark McGuire.
They got McGuire, too.
How you doing?
Oh, boy. Well, when we come back, I have a news story, a baseball story. That is going to make you really unhappy if you're a thinking White Sox fan. I think. I could be wrong.
Is there any other kind?
Yeah, if you're a White Sox fan with a brain, there are some comments here that are either going to confuse you or piss you off, one or the other. We're good at that. Orson Bernstein, you got the Score.
It's the Mercy Hospital postgame show, starring two Bear greats, All-Pro center Olin Kruse.
I saw a playoff team on the field today, and mostly because of their quarterback. Jay is playing really, really well.
And Pro Bowl tackle James Big Cat Williams.
I'm just not ready to deem them a playoff team quite yet.
Not ready to crown their ass yet?
Not yet.
Along with Score football expert Hub Arkish.
It is very hard to figure out how they're doing it. We're going to find out in the next 2 weeks.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670 The Score. Score.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans. Hey, sports fans, meet Chris Bryant, Rizzo, Butkus, Favre, and more at the Fanatics Authentic Sports Spectacular. November 20th through 22nd at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Over 90 superstar athletes, including Pele and Pujols, with 300 vendors selling sports memorabilia and trading cards. Tickets on sale now. Visit Fanatics Authentic.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back, might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now that Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half doubles their money and wins instant cash.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great Black Friday deals on all of your Christmas needs. Like 15% off Christmas inflatables. Plus, get a GE pre-lit LED artificial Christmas tree for only $198. Don't miss out on all the great deals happening right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 11/19 through 11/25 while supplies last. GE tree item 688-920 only. See store Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-2222.
237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855